Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents.
I'm going to testify.
Your
are listening to Rastafari Discipleship Radio featuring Yadon Ben Chail Ben Kushi, P.K. Eras.
Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax, given to cover her nakedness. And now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days, her new moons, and her Shabbats, and all her solemn feasts. I will destroy her vines and her fig trees. Wherefore she hath said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beast of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Baalim, wherein she burned Aishans to them. And she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me, saith Yahweh Buruku. Therefore, behold, I will lure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably to her. And I will give her vineyards from thence in the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith Yahweh Buruku, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and shalt call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of Baalim out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day will I make a covenant for them with the beast of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth, and will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee to me for Iva. Yea, I will betroth thee to me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercy. I will even betroth thee to me in faithfulness. And thou shalt know Yahweh, Buruku. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith Yahweh, Buruku. I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn and the wine and the oil, and they shall hear Yazriel. And I will sow her to me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say, thou art my Elohim Buruku. Amen. What was once in the dark now come to light. So-called black man, Israelite. And when we speak upon the truth, know them never lie. Cause they shine bright with the light that created life. And the black, white for the original man. From the original land with the original tan. Melanin, the land that I dwell in, I'm a felon in. Pause, holy cannabis lit, I'm inhaling it. Smoke, raise up, Kandamawi, holla to life. Praise up, and we living in the last time, days up. Everybody with the speak while I stayed up. And then I dug into the scriptures real deep. 3 or 4 days fasting, no sleep. Let me think how I ended. I descended from the one Elohim befriended and spoke through the smoke. Why do we have to provoke? Why do we have to think lower than the white man? Can you imagine when Moses pulled out a white hand? What the world was like then?
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, for the house of his fathers, for the house of his fathers. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 Judah first. Even in Jerusalem, even in Jerusalem, even in Jerusalem, even in Jerusalem.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, shalom, chabarim, shalom. Shabbat shalom, senbet salam, tena yisteling, fraternal greetings. Here we begin the fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Numbers. Now, we're going to start out on the numbers, actually addressing the secret, what some refer to as the secret language, or the language of numbers in the fourth book of Moshe, fourth book of Moses, which is called the Hebrew book of numbers in the Sefer Bamidbar. Here we're at the 34th degree of I&I sabbatical study here for this Rastafari sabbatical, Shabbatical strong rate here. Here we pick up with the first reading, the first Torah portion here in the fourth book, and here we begin with the 34th degree. Now we completed the 33rd degree with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra. Vayikra in the Hebrew, Vayikra. Vayikra, some might enunciate and say, but Afro-Semitically, Vayikra. And he called, but here, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. So here, for this 34th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong, picking up with numbers, or Hebraically, Bamidbar, in the Midbar, in the wilderness. Now this comes from the first words of the first verse that says, then Jehovah spoke to Moses, in the wilderness, Bamidbar Sinai, in the wilderness of Sinai. Now the English title of the book is Numbers, fourth book. And this is derived from the Koine Greek, the Septuagint, the LXX version of HaTorah, of Jah's direction instructions called the Torah, or others referred to as the Pentateuch. The Pentateuch, five volumes. Here we're in the fourth volume of HaTorah. Now, the book of Numbers, it tells the story, the narrative, even I&I history of the Israelites trek, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael? Now that's the prophet there, Amos 9 and 7, that connection right there for ones who don't know. About time you get to know. Now, that's the Haftarah. Interesting, that's the Haftarah reading, the prophet's reading for Kiddushim. We have the Kiddushim, or holy ones, Isla ones, set apart ones. But here, Book of Numbers, narrating the narrative, the story, even I&I history of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children, the Israelites, their trek, their trod through the Midbar, the wilderness, on their way to the promised land. Their failure, also the narration of the failure at the edge of the land. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Same is true of the once lost, now found black and brown people of the Beit Yisrael, the black peoples of Yisrael in the Americas and the Caribbean. Nearly 60, some count as 60 plus, but we say 40 to 60 plus years ago. The failure at the edge of the land to enter into the land at the Kadesh Barnea, the Kadesh, the holy place, Barnea of the wavering, and the subsequent 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, like the latter day lost found sheeple wandering in the wilderness of the Americas. The Americas. What's up, cuz? Americas. That includes the Caribbean, North and South America. In this wilderness of this North country and throughout the Americas. Now, concluding with the narrative, this book here, as we pick up with the fourth book of Moshe, here at the 34th degree of I&I sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, when we complete this particular book, speaking of numbers, it concludes with the story, the narrative, the history of the second generation's triumph over the first Afro-Canaanite resistance You know, we hear many of our elders from the previous generation, many of us of this second or so generation, the previous generation, what we hear them talk about, oh, woo, 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 you know, the Africans, Africanites don't accept us black people over here as Africans because of the 400 years. Well, here, 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 we're in the year after 400 years. So very interesting, this event horizon, what's going on, the plagues, the pestilence, the wars, rumors of wars, and the shutting down, the free fall of the economy. Nobody buys their merchandise anymore. So we see the signs, and we see the revelation. We have the history, I and I story, and the prophecy here in this event horizon here in the year after 400 years. Now, the fourth book of Moshe, the book that's known as Bamidbar, called Numbers, it ends with the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. They are poised, as we are even poised right here on the edge of the Canaan, the Canaanu-anu, the Africanite lands. Ready, 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 ready. Are you ready? Ready to take their and I inheritance. Now, woven in the midst of these narratives is a significant amount of legal, lawful code, codeful, getting on code, codeful material. But we also have mathematical, some very interesting mathematical material as well. The four camps around the one tabernacle. We have phi and pi, the phi and the pi also found here in this fourth book. Right, and the connection with the Mitzrayim, the great Mir, right, or the Pyramid, of Egypt, the connection with Phi and Pi here in this fourth book of Numbers, the translation of the Mir, the Pyramid, to circle, and the pentagram in the trapezium, right. Fourthly, there's information about the Phi. The phi, interesting Hebraic, the phi, pi, sometimes pointed as pi, the mouth, right? The phi, the words of I and I mouth, the meditation, agitation of I and I heart, the phi. We also have mathematically the phi and the pi here in this fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Numbers. Also, the significance of the total guards of the tabernacle, the east guards. There is the Rhythm 6 and 1864, the Southwest and the North Guards as well. We also have the 12 sub-tribes, right? The four camps, and also, this is a segue point right here in this vlog, the biblical book of Revelation. Revelation reveals the truth. Revolution. Right? So we're going to pick up on that, the mathematical significance of this fourth book, some of the Peshat, the plain. We also have on, you know, the plain reading, you know, the plain overall basics, some of the basics, because the basics are very, very important. Once you have the basics, you can really start to build. You really see the relevance on the full spectrum level, right, of HaTorah, of Jah's direction, instructions of the scripture, the Bible, especially for we, the once lost, now found, black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael, and I, the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe, of the Tribe of Judah. But here, the first reading from Bamidbar, and the 34th reading from HaTorah. It begins with a census, taking an account. The accountability, taking an account, the census of the tribes of Yisrael, of Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, the upright of El, true good, true God, and the Levitical families, the Levites, Levitical families, keeping it Levitical, right? Singers and the players on instruments, Levitical, just prior to the departure from Sinai, from Sinai, from Sinai. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, for a brief Torah portion commentary, here. The link right here. Shema Yisrael, give ear. Right here. First item, the house of the Father. The house, the bait of Ha'av. The bait of Ha'av, some might not say that Ha'av, among other Yehudi, right? And the Av bait, the bait Av. When we say family Hebraically, the word for family Hebraically is bait, which means house. Also, bait can mean daughter. We have bat, daughter, bait, house. So we have that correspondence there between bait, house, right, and bat, and daughter. But how do we say family? Because many ones and ones have gotten totally disorientated here and after, 400 years. Here. 2020, Gregorian count, 2012, true ancient, true church, and the professing church, the church of he who has the keys of great king, the key of great King David. That's the link right there with the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo church in that revelation of Mr. 5x5. Weep not, behold, conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David has revealed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So what is the house of the Father? Hebraically we say Beit Ab. Beit Ab, some would say Beit Av. The house of Beit, the house, the daughter of Ab, of the Father. So the thought for this Shabuah here, for this seventh sabbatical strong, in New Yerushalayim, in Adesititu Yerushalayim, in New Jerusalem, there are 12 gates on which are written the names of the 12 tribes of Yisrael. Everyone who enters the city must enter through one of those gates. There is no gate called, quote, Gentiles, end quote. Truth may be an offense, but it's not a sin. There is no gate. Is there a gate in Revelation that's called the gate of the Gentiles, the gate of the nations? There's no gate called, quote, Gentiles, end quote, called Goyim. Commentary right here. When we go to Numbers chapter 1, in verse 2, it's very interesting. It says, by their families, by their father's household. Don't say by their mama's household. Since the lost sheep has gotten so disorientated. No, it says by their families, by their fathers, their patriarchs, their father's household. To whom more is given, right? Much is given, right? Much is required. By their father's household. This brings to a very, very important point. You know, a lot of folks like to kind of like quote certain parts of the Bible. They'll go to, my people perish. You know the rest of that verse right there. How does the verse go? My people perish. Why does my people perish according to the scripts? You know, where's that? Hosea. My people perish for what? Huh? For lack of knowledge. Do you know what the verse before it says? What does the verse before it say? Right? My people perish for a lack of knowledge. Here we're in Hosea. We have Yehoshua, Savior, Deliverer. Hosea 4 and 6. 4 and 6. Right? 4 and 6. It says, this is under subsection of Scofield Study Bible. Says, second item, the willful ignorance, willful ignorance. They are willingly ignorant. That's why they're going after that so-called black consciousness. This is the true divine black consciousness for those who have the black Christ heart and mind consciousness. But there's a willful ignorance. The willful ignorant. Willfully ignorant. The willful ignorance of Yisrael. Verse 6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I know folks might say, oh, you said perish. Well, if you could read the Hebrew. Anyway, KJV, let's just deal with the Peshat, the KJV. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. There's a colon there, not a period. Some people even quote this and put a period there. No, it's a colon there going on. Because thou hast rejected da'at, knowledge, the divine da'at, the data, divine data. I will also reject thee, that thou shall be no priest to me. Get a lot of guys come to pastors and preachers and priests and even some fools out there. They're high priests. You must be high. Are you high? Are you high? You know, well, you ain't no priest. He says that thou shall be no priest to me, to he who be who he be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Holy One, blessed be he. Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. They must be priests of somebody else, right? Right, even some ones and ones, I know they probably were well-meaning. They say, my brother, you're my priest. No, it was this, that thou shall be no priest to me. Right? We must be priests, a nation. Right? It says a kingdom, a holy nation, a kingdom of the priesthood. He says, seeing thou hast forgotten the law, the Torah of thy God, of thy Elohim, I will also forget thy children. Pause, period, full stop. Point, blank, period. But what does the verse before it say? The verses, it's five verses. People like to zoom in on this verse and just take up to the colon of this verse where it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Right? Even many folks that will say, I don't really accept nothing else in the Bible, but even the Bible say such and such. So are you an Israelite? So why are you dibbling and dabbling in this? You know, are you a true Christian of the Nazarene? you know what I mean, Habarim, right? You know, because this is, and sometimes you're getting too many little silly debates with these people. It's wasting your time, right? Either you get right or you stay wrong. The verse before says, therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, comma, and I will destroy thy mother. And I will do what? What? Yeah, that's the Bible. That's the prophet, Hosea. Hosea. Because the first part of Hosea chapter 4, it speaks of the sinful, the ukful people. The first item is the general charge. You know about general charges, don't you? My fellow so-called black people. Charges, right? You know when you're up on charges, right? Right? Arraignment, they're giving you charges, right? Right? Some of you got a long rap sheet of charges, right? He says, hear the word of Jehovah, ye children of Israel, ye B'nai Yisrael, you sons of Yisrael. Because a lot of guys, woo, black woman ain't doing this, and black woman that, and the black, yeah, a lot of it's true, but first things first, we the sons among them have to get right. Overs. Hear the word of Jehovah, ye sons of Yisrael, ye B'nai Yisrael. For Yahweh, Jehovah hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth. A lot of guys and gals talk about your truth, that's your truth, I got my truth, and there's 15,000 sides of the truth. There's no truth. That shows you there's no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge, da'at, nor knowledge of Elohim in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Blood toucheth blood. Black on black, huh? Huh? Black on black, huh? Well, why black on black? It's the white man. It's the white man. Because of what? No. See, a predator takes advantage of the prey because the prey has become prey. And blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field. You think we're talking about Africa, right? The beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet, let no man strive, nor reprove another. For thy people are as they that strive with the priests. You know, nowadays you can't tell black folk nothing. They talk about they grew up in church. You know, somebody in their family is a church person. Right? They know all about it because their mama was going to church all the time and everything. So therefore, you can't tell them nothing about this B-I-B-L-E because they churchy. They churchy. That's why the word says, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore, shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Then we get to verse 6, where it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I'm going to pause it right here. Not a period, not a full stop, but a pause here. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. So that means that if they're not priests to he who be who he be, it's deceiving themselves. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law, it's me, the Torah, of thy Elohim, I will also forget thy children. So when one's asked, well, why all this is happening to black people? Look what's happened to the generation, the degeneration of the generation. Well, after what, 40 plus, nearly 60 plus years, after civil rat ass race, right? And see, at one time, black folks were talking about the promised land. They was talking about going home until civil rights, they got all happy about Obama. But now, it's the first Trump, might as well be the last. Can you hear? As they were increased, so they sinned, they ucked up against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. I mentioned this before, how come black folks are not soul people no more? You know, nobody talks about soul people. They lost, they sold out, they sold people. They eat up the sin, the uckery of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity, their moral perversions. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways, and reward them their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. Nigga gotta eat. They shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom, and shall not increase because they have left off to take heed to Yahweh, to Jehovah. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Let's just pause right there. This is a segue here. But let's scroll to the end of verse 5, and I will destroy thy mother. And the beginning of verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, why we are beginning here or segueing here, what's the point? The point is the house of the Father. The house of the Father, and what truly in Jahsite constitutes a family. You know, because a lot of ones want to say that, you know, if there's no father, you know, whether the father figure, the father of the house, or identification with a father or with the patriarchs as though you're a family, not in Jahsite. See, everyone who enters the city must enter through one of those gates. There's no gates called a Gentile. That's the way the Gentiles do it, right? This is why Numbers chapter 1 verse 2 says, by their families. Mispachot, right? By their father's household. So the census in the wilderness, it illustrates the family structure. The family structure. Even Hebraically, when we say family, the Beit Av, the Beit Av, the Beit Av, the house of the Av, the house of the father. The census in the Midbar illustrates the family structure and relationship of the nation of Yisrael. All the B'nai Yisrael, the children, sons of Yisrael, were one large family. The hierarchical family relationship. Yes, there is an order. Yes, there is an order. If there's no order, then it's out of order. And if it's out of order, it's broke. It ain't working. Black people, is it working? Has it been working for the past 40 to 60 years? It is broken. It has not been working because ones have swerved. The hierarchical family relationships reveal the Bible's patriarchal worldview. Now, when we say patriarchy, we're speaking about the righteous black patriarchy. Don't come to us with no silly demon crotches, democrat, this Dixiecrat philosophy, this liberal, licentious philosophy. Now, oh, we're against the patriarch, the white patriarch. We're not talking about your Gentile white patriarch. The breakdown of the nation is into tribes, clans, and household. You know, we still got the same thing going on, gang, gang, gang. The improper, you see, in the gangs, in the streets, this is the improper allocation of vital resources. Numbers show us how 20 years and above, right, the sons are supposed to be prepared for the real walk, the real work, not these streets. Streets don't have no love. Streets got to eat. The streets eat you up. It was on Wall Street where they sold our selves, you know. What is it? We sold ourselves. That's what the true interpretation of Deuteronomy chapter 28:68, right? And it goes on and on until the end of the times of the Gentiles, the end of the times of the nation states. This is what this whole COVID 2020 right now, this is why they're scrambling, right? This is why they're scrambling, because we have come to the year after 400 years. And the greatest sign that that word is true is what we see going on right now. But the breakdown of the Jah's holy nation into tribe, clan, and household. Clans in one order, right? The gangs must come into one order or be destroyed in these streets in the wilderness, right? This is a time of repentance, time to change your mind, right? We already have what we need. The breakdown of the nation into tribe, clan, and household, what does this demonstrate? This demonstrates the strong central position of fathers. Ones have been led astray, even not many of the black women, many of our women, and many of the men, because is it nature or nurture? Here one says, oh, the black man's so weak, the black woman, she's standing up against police brutality and all. You know, this is some crazy cats right here. So, okay, if the black man is so weak, right, and according to Torah, it says that there would be days like these, right, why is that? Is it nature or nurture? We're saying that the responsibility is on the patriarchs. Others are saying, well, they want to blame the woman and the matriarch. Well, they have a lot of blame. You know, there's blame to go around. But we're looking at what Jah order is. Right? We are seeking to be cognizant and not forgetful of the law, right, of Elohai, Hailei, of I and I Elohim. Right? So the breakdown that we have here, beginning off this fourth book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Numbers, it demonstrates the central position of fathers, of patriarchs. The entire nation, right, look back, connected with one common father, one common father. They were descendants of Yaakov. Right, you can say Black Jack. Do you know Jack? Do you know Jacob? They were descendants, I and I being descendants of Black Jack, Black Jacob, Yaakov. about to jack this system, right? Break it down. Break it down. That's why they were called the B'nai Yisrael. Israel, Yisrael, is the new name, right, of Yaakov, of Jacob. Each Israelite, each Ben Yisrael, each son of Yisrael could trace his line, his lineage of descent through one of the 12 sons of Yaakov, of Jacob. That line, that lineage of descent formed his or vis-a-vis her tribal identity. Those who were descended from a common father were referred to as a tribe. A tribe. And yes, we as Yisrael, we don't promote tribalism. We don't promote tribalism. Yes, we the black Jews align the tribe of Judah. No, no tribalism. It's only the tribe of Judah. There's only the tribes of Yisrael. The rest of them, you know, can kick against the rock. You know, it's about what is ours. Those who are descendant from a common father were referred to as a tribe. We could say as a tribe. We're using these terminologies here. We get into the Hebrew. The Hebrew is very interesting. We can clarify these things. First things first. The 12 sons of Jacob were fathers over the tribes. Thus the 12 patriarchs. The tribes of Israel were further broken down into large extended families or family circles, family ciphers, those who were related one way or the next to that patriarch or had a relationship. The Hebrew word, right, that's often used for family is mishpacha, 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 mishpacha. Some say mishpacha, mishpacha. However, when used in the tribal sense, it does not refer to what the Gentiles call a nuclear family household. You know, like what it says, man, woman, you know, 2.5 kids, a dog or a pet, a picket fence, all that garbage. We're not talking about that so-called nuclear. Interesting, they call it nuclear family, right? Nuclear. Nuclear. Did they call it nuclear family before they discovered the so-called nuclear bomb? It refers to the large extended family, the true tribal sense that we're referring to scripturally, biblically, in Jah's direction, instruction in the HaTorah, refers to the large extended family of a common forefather within a tribe. A better English word for mispacha, mispacha, right? Mispacha, mispacha is clan. Clans in one order. Love that word sound of Mavado there. Forget which tune it was. Clans, all clans in one order. Clan is like a sub-tribe. In other words, a tribe within a tribe. Or one might say it today like a clique within a clique, right? Every clan was composed of many households. Many households. Many households. The Hebrew word for household, which we pointed to already as the true word for family, is Beit Av. Beit Av, Beit Av. Beit Av. House of Av. House of a father. House of the father, a term literally translated as. The father's household was composed of himself, Ishto, Oseto, his Ishet, Eshet, Oset, his wife, or the Nashim, wives, children, and grandchildren. This is what the Beit Av, what the Beit Av, house of the Av. We don't say Beit Aim, house of the mother. That's almost like, in a sense, it'd be like lesbian, you know, on that level, if you understand the Hebrew, right? The common denominator in all these family rankings is the central position of a Ab, of the Ab, the father. in the biblical world, right, the scripture in Jah world, fatherhood was the essential, ingredient for family and identity. No wonder we have nowadays so many folks don't know who they are, who they belong to, what's going on, or nothing like that, because these things have been broken down by diabolical design. Fatherhood is the essential ingredient for family and identity. Now, some would say, oh, this is chauvinistic. Chauvin what? Have you even looked up where that come from? That came from the time of Napoleon. One of Napoleon's people, Chauvin, or some guy like that, and some crazy stuff. That's some philosophy. That's devil's philosophy out there. But let's just answer the question. Isn't that chauvinistic? Chauvinistic? No. Not from the perspective of the biblical and the righteous woman. Not from the perspective of the righteous woman. She regarded her father, the righteous woman, regarded her father and her husband as her prestige, as well as her cover and her identity. I know some folks will be like, this is not your Babylonian. This is out of Babylon. This is off the grid. They were the affirmation, scripturally, biblically, of her femininity. Could this be why sometimes maybe the woman don't really know, really, like, you know, they feminine, but they trying to be masculine in order for them to really feel that they can identify, so they didn't have the father there, so they have to be kind of like fatherly or manly. Is this what's going on here? Because in the biblical scripture worldview, right, the biblical scripture woman regarded her father and husband as her prestige and as her identity. They were the affirmation of her femininity. They provided her protection, sustenance, and dignity. It's a different way. It's a different world, boys and girls. Different world, different way of thinking from what we and many of us have been led to believe today and nowadays. The scriptural, biblical, the righteous patriarchal worldview. This explains why Paul was so eager to establish spiritual paternity for the Goyim. Amanyot, the Goyim Mitmanon, the Goyim, the Gentile believers. To be reckoned as part of the nation, the Gentile believers, they needed to come, the believers from other nations, other nationalities, other than the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Israel in the Americas and the Caribbean and elsewhere around this earthly plane. The Gentile believers needed to come under the household of Israel's fathers. Again, the Gentiles, the other nations. See, because the call of Rastafari from that root, that black root, that Ethiopian black root, right? Are ye not as children of Ethiopian, the mere children of Israel? So therefore, once again, to Israel. So the Gentile believers, they needed and they need to come under the household of Israel's fathers, patriarchs, in order to enter in to that city, to New Jerusalem. In Paul's theology, Gentile believers are adopted. They are adopted into the family, the Beit Av of Yisrael. Thus, the Yehudi, even we, the black Jews and Gentiles alike, we all share in the person of Mashiach, person of Messiah, the person of Christos, Getachin, and our fellow heirs, citizens in the Israel of Elohim, the Israel of Jah, Rastafari, the kingdom of Messiah. We have been brought near by the same atonement and given the same Torah. Now, some would say, oh, that's a New Testament thing. Well, we could point to Old Testament, talk about the stranger, You know, in one area it says a stranger can't eat, but if that stranger now, right, has accepted, right, the true good, the true God, and the ways of Yisrael, that stranger is one ordinance for the homie, right, for the homeborn, and those who have come from other nations and accepted the truth. Still, a Gentile believer might wonder, which tribe of Israel is he or she to be identified with? Since the Gentile disciples' participation in Yisrael is only by means of faith in Yeshua, the son of David, the Gentiles' tribal affinity is naturally with David's tribe. And what was David's tribe? The Lion of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Yisrael?
Amos, chapter 9, verse 7 to verse 15. Basama Ab, Wobelet, Professor Padus, Ahadun Rock. Are you not as the children of the Ethiopians to me, O children of Israel, saith Yahweh, Buruku? Have not I brought up Israel out of the land of Egypt and Philistine from Captor, and the Syrians from Ker? Behold, the eyes of the sovereign Yahweh are upon this sinful kingdom, and I will destroy it from off the face of the earth, saving that I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, saith Yahweh. For lo, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among the nations, like as corn is sifted in a sieve. Yet shall not the last grain fall upon the earth. All the sinners of my people shall die by the sword, which say, the evil shall not overtake nor prevent us. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as the days of old, that they may possess the remnant of Edom and of all the heathen, which are called by my name, saith Yahweh Buruku, that doeth this. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed. In the mountains the tararoach shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And I will bring again the captivity of my people, of Yisrael, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land. And they shall no more be poured out of their land which I have given them, saith Yahweh the Elohim, Buruku. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Oh, well. Abba Jonai is your father. Abba Jonai, known as Rastafari. Abba Jonai is your father. Abba Jonai, known as Rastafari. The moon to shine by night. Who made you live from day to day? Well, who made the kids breakfast and day? Well, Abba Jonai is your father. Abba Jonai, no less right far I went. Abba Jonai.
Also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah.
Against Judah. Against Judah. Against Judah. Against Judah. Against Judah. Against Judah. Against
Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord,
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 the angel of the Lord.
And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall,
house of David,
the house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of David,
the
house of
David,
the house of David, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun. splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chaverim, shalom. Here in the Shavuot harvest season, right here, 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 marking the dates 21st, May 28th, main day, that first day that they call Sunday. But here, 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 with the Torah reading and feedings being suspended for the Shavuot, the harvest season. Here, today's daily psalm is Psalm 82, according to the royal order. And here we have like kind of a double because the evening psalm for the third day, a.k.a. also known as Tuesday, the third day of the Shavua, this Shavua right here is the 82nd psalm. So 82nd psalm, third day of the Shavua, and corresponding here in the season with the 82nd daily psalm. So the evening psalm and the daily psalm is both 82. I'd like to share something from the 51st Torah reading and feeding. That may bring out a little more of the sense, but first things first, once again, to remind and also to rise up the chant, here, 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 today's daily psalm, Psalm 82.
Boom again, shalom, shalom. Here we have today's daily psalm, we have Psalm.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor La
Savorna. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerem Elohim, Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations.
መዝሙር 81 በቅንፍ 82 የአሳፍ መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር በአማልክት ማህበር ቆመ፣ በአማልክትም መካከል ይፈርዳል። እስከ መቼ ሐሰትን ትፈርዳላችሁ? እስከ መቼ ስለ ኃጢአተኞች ፊት ታደላላችሁ? ለድሆችና ለድሃ አደጎች ፍረዱ ለችግረኛውና ለምስኪኑ ጽድቅ አድርጉ ብቸኛውንና ችግረኛውን አድኑ ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አስጥሏቸው አያውቁም አያስተውሉ በጨለማ ውስጥ ይመላለሳሉ የምድር መሰረቶች ሁሉ ተናወጡ እኔ ግን አማልክት ናቸው ሁላችሁም የልዑል ልጆች ናቸው ነገር ግን እንደ ሰው ትሞታላችሁ ካለቆችም እንደ አንዱ ትወድቃላችኋል አቤቱ ተነስ በምድር ላይ ፍረድ አንተ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትወርሳለህ
Yes, yes, classic dub right there, Judgment, the Judgment dub, Augustus Pablo right there, today's daily song in the English with Hebrew highlights, the first part of the evening song here for the third day, right here, as well as today's daily song, according to the royal order, we have Psalm 82, so something's old, something's new. God bless, may all things be true, every scribe instruct into the kingdom.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. Then said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things.
So right here from the Nitzabim, the 51st, this here was a Rhema word connecting the theme and explaining this whole psalm that talk about, I've said, yeah, God's, what is meant by God's true interpretation right here, today's daily psalm, as well as the evening psalm, Psalm 82.
Bring forth the Bible, 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 bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 82 and the theme of one man, the Elohim Israelite corporate body right here, today's daily psalm.
So let's just say this briefly right here in his 51st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding Habarim, brothers and sisters and others, give an ear. The Bible, for ethnic or black Israel, the Bible is not just metaphysical. Let's recognize that. Right? To whom more is given, more is required. So the Bible for ethnic Israel is not just metaphysical. So we first have those earthly, those basic truths. Right? Those basic truths. And this Torah portion here, Atem, attention, Atenhut. Alright, so this is attention right here, and it's a call to attention. It's also a call that all call Ish Yisrael, all man. Now the translators in the translation will have all men. Alright, let's go over some of the Hebrew first words here, but this is just to bring home the point that for ethnic, for black and brown, once lost now found, sheeple of the Beit Israel, that it is not just metaphysical. And it's not just saying it's just a physical either. Both of them are true. This is what the once lost now found. This is that great calling, the summit, right? Destined, right? For the redeemed and the chosen and Yisrael to be saved, right? So it's not just metaphysical, right? It's not just metaphysical. The Bible is not just metaphysical for ethnic Israel, the once lost, now found, black and brown, right? It's both phi cycle and it is also meta phi cycle. Let's recognize. Now, what's very interesting, this Torah portion, reading and feeding, just going over some of the first words right here. We're going to begin off with those first words. But the main theme right here is that Jah Bible, Jah Word, is not just metaphysical. There's a practical, right? There's a practical application, right? And that practical application is the manifestation of the reverse of the curse. Now, in the previous Torah portion, reading and feeding, in the 50th, we had the curse. The curse is for disobedience, right? In the key, right? Ki taboa, right? Tavo, ki tabo. When you enter in, when you enter into the land, right? Into the land. So there's a two truths, right? The two truths, right? It's not monolithic, but it's the two truths, those two tablets of stone. We both have the natural, the earthly type of the phi cycle, as well as the meta phi cycle, right? The earthly and the heavenly. Both there is that inner application and there's that outer application. There is that peace with Elohim, peace with the true source, the true God, the true good, and peace with our fellow man. It is from heaven to earth. It's that heaven to earth relationship, right? And it's that horizontal relationship. It's a sign. It's the sign of the cross. It is that mark, right, of those who have received that mercy, that loving kindness, who have received that redemption of the King of Kings Christ. So here in the first words, it says, Atem, Atem, Nitzabim. This is our attention, Atem, Atem, all of y'all. So speaking to all of Israel, call Israel, calling all of us together as one corporate man. Right, as one corporate man. This is the key, right, of this 51st weekly Torah portion and reading and feeding, right, is that we are all one, and this is what we have in the New Testament. This is what we have in the Brit Hadasha, right, that Moshiach, Christ, is our head. Even Christ in his kingly character is our head, and we are his body. This is the key to fulfill his will, right? This is the key to fulfill his will. Right, that will, to make our wills obedient to good influence and to avoid evil, is to show the greatest wisdom. In order to follow this aim, one must be guided by haimanot, right, by the emunah, the haimanot. And often that word in translation is religion. Yes, the R word, religion. Right, the true Jah, true rules and regulation, ha-Torah, the instruction, the direction. So what do we have in the instruction direction right here? We have one's standing. Right? Atem nitzabim. Atem nitzabim. Now that word natzab is very, very interesting, because that word natzab, if we take this word natzab right here, let's scroll right here. We have the word natzab. Actually, one verse over. There we go right there. Natzab. It means to station in various applications. And how this word connects with the Tuesday song, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. Right, we have Psalm 82. Let's share this right here in a couple of the first reasonments. So I'm going to be some of the first reasonments on this sabbatical, this Shabbat Nitzabim, Shabbat one's standing. Right, we have to check our standing. Are you in good standing? How are you standing? What is the ground? What is the foundation upon which you are standing? All right? First, you're standing. All right? So you got to check your understanding. Get a good inner standing and come to that overstanding. So we have Psalm 82, all right, which is a Tuesday. All right? Yes, I got to testify. We have Psalm 82. And Psalm 82, it's interesting because Psalm 82 is seen corrupt judges arraign. And in this psalm, right, this psalm we have Elohim. And the psalm, the interpretation, the targum, the true targum, right, of Psalm 82 depends upon the meaning attached to the word Elohim. Now notice the word Elohim, the Yod Mim, is similar, right, in the plurality of it with the word Elohim, right? But it is a uni, right, there's a uni plurality, but it's one. He who be, who he be. Ab, Bain, Ruach HaKadosh, right? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but one, Yahweh Ahad, He who be, we be. He who be, we be. The Father, the Son is one. Here we have a Psalm of Asaph, right? And the Targum renders it judges. So in the ancient teaching, Elohim was rendered as the judges, which we have as the Shoftim. Remember, Atem Nitzavim, right? So here, accordingly, the supreme judge, right, Elohim, he calls the administrators of justice in Israel, amongst the ones lost now found, to whom more is given, more is required to account. We are being called the black man, black man, black man. Black man, black man, black man. Know thyself, the true self. Right, your true self, and he who be, we be, is in divine majesty, right? So here, the judges, right, the administrators of justice among Jah people are being called to account for failing to discharge their office equitably. Now, there's an alternative to Elohim that many ones and ones within the Western Gentile and among counterfeit Christianity believe that, well, the Elohim here is not referring to judges, not among Israel, but to angels. This is the idea. Right, it's an angelology idea. Right, so there's the interpretation of what does it mean when it says that God standeth in the congregation, right, standing in the congregation, right, of the mighty, right, judging, right, you know, judging among the gods. What does that mean? Now, this is one of the translations that we get in the Western Gentile Bibles. So the connection of this word right here, Nitzav, Nitzavim, here we have in the plural, Nitzav, we have the root right here, the H5324. This is the Hebrew first words, the first reasonments on the first word. So we have Nitzav, which means to station in various applications, both literally and figuratively. Right? So this is the focus word, and this is how it's translated or applied in different areas of the KJV. But the root idea is to station. So Nitzav being one standing, but one's also maintaining and manning their station, right? What is their station, right? What is their station in the corporate body of Israel, in the true Iritical church, the church of the firstborn and Rastafari? What is their station? What is their standing? So here, let's compare this right here, this taking this particular root word, right? Nitzav, Nitzavim, and let's go to the psalm that is connected with this reasonment, Psalm 82. Right, we have Psalm 82, the Tuesday Psalm, Psalm 82. Right, let's go to the first verse of the Tuesday Psalm, and Judaically as well, Tuesday evening Psalm, Ethiopically according to Judeo-Christian, right, the true church and the professing Ethiopian Orthodox Church, we have Psalm 82 for Tuesday. So it's also another living witness and testimony, right, to even the faithful children of the Ethiopians in that Judaic and Hebrew establishment, right? David had a son named Solomon. Solomon had a son named David who renewed the kingdom of David in the tops of the mountains. So we have a Psalm of Asaph, the gathering, right? It says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth amongst the gods. This is the KJV. This is the English reading, right? Now, see that word standeth? See why that word is highlighted right there? The H5324, because it connects with the first word. And the key word for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim, Shabbat Nitzavim, right? Ye standing. So in what sense is standing? And who is being spoken of here? Now, the psalmist here in Psalm 82 pictures God, the true good, standing. Pictures the true God, the true good, standing, right? Behold, get a good understanding. Humble yourself. Get to check your standing. Get that ground, right? Upon what are you standing? So standing upon the rock of Jah word, right? So here in this psalm, the psalmist, right, Asaph, is ascribed to Asaph, he pictures El. El. So the God here in the Hebrew is not Elohim, it's not Elohe, it's not Elohai, it is the root, right? It's the root that we have, where we have Elohim, Nitzav, Be-Edat-El. Be-edat-el. So here it says that Elohim, notice it says Elohim, standeth in the congregation, right, in the Edat-El. So we have El, you see it right there, El, the H410. So you see over here where it has God is the H430, which is the Elohim, but the H410 is El, El, which is the Hebraic of Hail, like we say Hail Selassie, El, El Shalosha, El, right? So we have the El, right? El Shaddai, right? So we have El, strength, mighty, the Almighty, right? This is the root of Elohim, right? So here it says that the Elohim stands in the congregation, right? In the Edah, right? The Edat, which is a stated assemblage. It's actually the witnesses, the Ed, right? In the Hebraic is for witness, right? So a stated assembly, a concourse, a family, a crowd. This word is often translated as assembly, company, congregation, multitude, people, swarm. So it says that Elohim. So the Elohim being referred to here, as we said from the intro, the interpretation of this depends on what interpretation of Elohim. In the Hebraic sense, right, the Elohim are the Shoftim, are those judges, and it's mainly speaking of Yisrael, right, to whom more is given, more is required. So if we want to inquire about the fallen state of the black man and black people in Genoa, right, in general, it's because of the violation, right, of that covenant, the violation of that covenant, to whom more is given, more is required, right? It's the true spirituality that activates the true God particle, that melanin. So it says, Elohim standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the Elohim. So here, the word here is Elohim. So Elohim is used twice in this one verse, but right in the center, right in the midst, the mighty. Alright? What do they translate, and how do they translate Haile Selassie, the name? Haile Selassie. The power, the might and the power of the Trinity. The might and the power of the Trinity. So let's get a good standing on this. Right? So there are those who interpret Elohim to be judges. That's the Hebraic sense. That's the right sense. The Shoftim, they judge on behalf of HaElohim because the judgment is Elohim's. So they judge on behalf. They have that honor, right? That honor. Now, according to others, Elohim is the angels. And some interpret the gods as found in Psalm 82, right? I've said ye are gods. Some interpret that in various ways. You have various folks out there that would take that verse. They'll say they don't really check for anything else in the Bible, but they'll find that one verse in Psalm 82 and say this applies to whatever their particular other gods or other Elohim constructs. But the true context of Elohim, right, is to be found, as the Messiah Rabbeinu said, ye worship that which you know not. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews, right? Salvation is of the Yehudi, right? Salvation is of the Yehuda, right, of Judah. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So some would interpret Elohim correctly as the administrators, the judges, the administrators of justice in Yisrael, who in this psalm, Psalm 82, are being called to account for failing to discharge their office. And their office is the office in Elohim, judging on behalf of Elohim, the true good, the true power. Others look at Elohim. See, that's the Israelite. That's the true Judahite or Judaic interpretation of Elohim. Now, from the worldly way, they look at Elohim to be so-called angels. In the context of, they interpret the psalm that we have a heavenly assize, like a group, that is before which there are tutelary so-called gods of the so-called Goyim, the Gentile, all these other nations. That's why you get so many people who come in and look at this psalm, and then they will say, well, look at Psalm 82, verse 6, right? And they will apply their other gods' interpretation to this, such as there's the tutelary gods, the heathen people, they're being summoned for performing acts of violence against the innocent. And there is an interpretation to that that could apply, but that's not the first sense. That's not the groundation, right? That's not the principle, right? That's not the, you know what be the first principles of the oracles of God. This is the first principle. So this is connected intimately with this 51st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding in the Word, Nitzav, to stand. Because in what context does it mean to stand? So we have in verse 6 and 7, right? In verse 6 and 7, we have this area. Let's bring this up to show you the connection of this. So here it has the Elohim. that the Elohim stand, the judges, ye who stand. In this Torah portion right here where it says, ye, right, are standing, all of you, before the Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Elohim, your Elohim, your heads, right, Rashekem, your tribes, Shivatekem or Shivtekem, your elders, Zikanekem, your officers with Shotarekem. Then it says, call Ish Yisrael, all, right, all are standing, right, let's just move this over right here, all are standing as one man, all are standing as one man. This is the foreshadowing of what we have brought to fulfillment and to perfection in the new and the living way, in the Brit Hadasha, in the New Testament, in the new covenant, the renewed covenant. So now, those who would interpret this particular psalm as somehow relating to angels and the gods of heathen people being called into account, opposed to that interpretation is the sentence passed upon the accused, where it says, y'all shall die like men. So these who have that honor of Elohim truly are men, right, which are mortal, and thus who are subject to dying and to death, where it says, ye shall die like men. This is an idea in connection, right, with the judges. But the heathen idea that connects us with angels or some, you know, other people, so-called gods or mental constructs, or, you know, it's just confusion. So note when a lot of folks will like to say, well, y'all are gods, even the Bible says so, and they will point to Psalm 82, but they'll point to Psalm 82 in the heathen and in the wrong way, not in Yahweh, truth and life, right? So that would lead the interpretation astray. But let's just focus on this right here in connection with Nitzavim, right? So it has Elohim, right? Elohim, God, Elohim, standeth in the congregation of El, right? So Elohim, right, the judge, stands in the congregation of the true God of the Almighty. In the midst, right, of the Elohim, he judges. So the Elohim, the heavenly judge, the judge of judges, right, the king of kings, the lord of lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, right, standeth. Now this, the verb that we find in Psalm 82, right here, for standeth, as it says standeth, you can see the word is natzab, natzab, Torah portion, nitzabim, right? So the verb is not the usual one for standing. The usual word for standing is basically denotes the idea opposite of sitting. But this word conveys the idea of taking up a position, just as we have in nitzabim, right? Atem, nitzabim, taking up a position. Right, as we have right here, natzav. You see, it means to station. To station in various applications, in a literal sense and a figurative sense. So we said that Jah Bible, HaTorah, is not just metaphysical, and it's not just physical. It's the fullness from the low degrees to the high degrees, right, coming to that four square. You know, that new Jerusalem, that consciousness. So here we have the idea of taking up a position for a solemn purpose, as we have right here, right, in this 51st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, Nitzavim, Nitzavim, in Deuteronomy XXIX, verse 9 in the Hebrew, verse 10 in the KJV, in the English Bibles. He stood, taking up his position. What is the reason that Elohim in the Edat El takes up such a position? He takes up this position, right, to ratify, right, to ratify the covenant. The idea of taking up a position for the solemn, the holy, the sacred, the set-apart purpose. We know that all things work toward the good of those who love Elohim, right, and are called according to his purpose. That's Romans, was that 8:28, right, for we know. So we know what the gathering is for. So Elohim taking up a position for a purpose, as we have in this 51st weekly Torah portion reading, the feeding, the manna, the angel's bread, Deuteronomy 29, verse 9 in the Hebrew, verse 10 in the English, to ratify of Israel all as one man. Now, looking at the Hebrew brings that out very well right there. So we're just touching on this right here just briefly, just to show the connection with this 51st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, right? Here in the Hebrew in Deuteronomy 29, verse 9, we're looking at the Hebrew numbering, and the English verse, verse 10, compared with Psalm 82, verse 1. God, Elohim, standeth in the congregation of the mighty, of the El, of the El. He judgeth among the Elohim. So it's literally saying that Elohim standeth in the congregation, the gathering of the El, of the El. And El is the root of Elohim. He, right, he, it didn't say they, it says he judgeth among the Elohim. So it's showing two kinds of Elohim, right? But really there's the one Elohim who has given that honor, right, to Yisrael, and especially to the judges amongst Yisrael, to be administrators of justice, right? Justice, tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, justice thou shalt pursue. But this psalm, Psalm 82, it calls the administrators of justice in Yisrael to account for the failing. So what we have here is the ratification of the covenant in this Torah portion reading and feeding with that new generation, right? The congregation of El, Be'edat, Be'edat El, in the congregation of Chayil, of the power, the El, Ha'el, an assembly convened by the all-powerful, by El, by the Elohim, Ha'el, the true Elohim. He judges, right? He judges. The judges, he judges the Elohim, who he had given that honor, speaking of Yisrael, right? Speaking about Israel. Let's bring this forward just so we can link this right here. So we're following the main word, Nitzav, right? We have Nitzav right here, and Nitzav is the H5324, right? The H5324, following this word right here and bringing it right here with the Torah portion, ye stand. You see, that's why the word is highlighted right there. Ye stand, not stop. You see, not stop. To station, take up your position, hold your position, hold your position. Ayah, hold your position. I know you're standing. Check your standing. Be in good standing. Atem, attention. Atem, you all, y'all. Nitzavim, y'all standing. Standing for what purpose? To ratify the covenant, right? To ratify the covenant. Atem nitzavim hayom kulkem lifnei Yahweh Lohekem Rashekem Shivatekem Ziknekem Veshotrekem Kol Ish Yisrael. This is very important right here. All, so it begins off addressing y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all, all of y'all. All of y'all, let's go right here. It says, all of y'all standing, hayom, this day, kulakem, all of y'all, kulakem, kulakem, kul, kul, hulu, right, kulakem, lifnei, before, in the presence of Yahweh, he who be, who he be, Elohekem, your Elohim, Rashekem, your heads, or KJV has his captains, your rasses, Rashekem, Rashekem, your rasses, your heads, Shibatekem, Shibtekem, Shibtekem, your tribes, Ziknekem, your elders, Veshotrekem, and your officers, Kol, all, Ish. Here we have the word Ish is a singular male. He could have said Anshei, Anshim, Anashim. He could have used many terms to denote, right, many. But it's one man, one corporate body, one corporate man, right, to reflect, right, reflecting that true light, right, of HaElohim. Thus, that honor to the judges, the Shoftim of Elohim, not in the individual sense that they are individual Elohim. No, they together as one corporate man is one. So here we have the idea of the corporation thousands of years, right, and we have it as it is written, Kol Ish Yisrael, all man Israel, all man, all of these, each one of them, the Rashekem, the captains, the Shibtekem, the tribes, the Ziknekem, the elders, the Shotrekem, All is called Ish, is all man, is one man, right? It's one man, one corporate body. One corporate body, he who be, we be, Elohim, the Elohim. That's why Psalm 82 says that Elohim standeth in the congregation of El. He judgeth among the Elohim, that Elohim stands in his own aggregation, his congregation, the El, because he is the Ha'el, the Higher, right, the Almighty, right? He standeth, and he judging now the Elohim, and who are the Elohim is those men and those people. Here we have in Exodus, just to follow up on more of this, and definitely look at the Hebrew, right, to understand the corporate, we're going to talk about the corporate body, the true Israelite corporation. Right, the true Israelite corporation is brought forward right here. We have in Exodus 21 and 6, the idea of the men who are collectively the Elohim. In Exodus, the Israelites. In Exodus 22 and 7 and 8 and 27. In 1 Samuel 2 and 25, the word Elohim occurs in a judicial connection with justice, in a judicial connection. And on the principle that we have in Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moshe, of Moses, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, or the Sefer Devarim, the cipher, the book of the words, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, where it says, the judgment is Elohim. That judgment is Ha-Elohim. So the judgment is his. So the men who administer justice, tzedek, tzedek, terdof, justice, justice, thou shalt pursue, are considered to be his agents, right? His agents, right? I and I, the called, chosen, and faithful, are the agents of the King of Kings Christ, right? The men who administer justice are considered to be his agents. Thus, they are to exercise a godly, a God-like, a Elohim function. The function of the Elohim is justice, right? And as such, they have his name. They have his name attached to them, his name attached to them. So this connection with this Torah portion, reading and feeding here, and Psalm 82, in the key word, the root word, nitzab, nitzabim, stand. Stand in what sense? Standing, taking up a position, taking a stand, like it's like manning your post, manning your position, taking up a position for a solemn purpose. And although ones have different roles, as it says even right here in the first words of this 51st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, ye stand this day, kulakem, all of you, lifne Yahweh Eloheikem, your captains, Arashekem, your tribes, your elders, your officers. Here, KJV has men, but you should scratch that and put man. Because we showed you the Hebrew, it's called Ish, all man. They are all one corporate man. Here is the ancient Israelite corporation, you know, that corporate man, right? You know, it's interesting because it's the West, you know, are just catching up on what John had already shown, right? The end, even from the beginning. Atem nitzabim. Atem, aten hut, ten chan, atem nitzabim.
Not ordinary people, but you've been made to think that you are less than who and what you are. No human being made in the image and likeness of God is ordinary, because God is not ordinary. God is extraordinary, and so are you who are made in his image and in his likeness.
አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ
Elohim Elohenu, Elohim, Abba Tachere, Elohim,
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Not ordinary people, but you've been made to think that you are less than who and what you are. No human being made in the image and likeness of God is ordinary. Because God is not ordinary, God is extraordinary, and so are you who are made in his image and in his likeness.
Preach, 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 and teach. We're going to ride it with the Royal Amharic of today's daily psalm as well as the Tuesday evening psalm, so it's kind of a double since it's both for the day and here, the evening of this day right here. Gonna ride out. Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Hello, him. Hello, him. Hello.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme. Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme. Ethiopia Menage, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So we're going to go through verse by verse in the King of Kings Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals. But first, a little double eyes right here. Today's daily psalm, the evening psalm as well, Psalm 82 in the Royal Amharic from Haile Selassie I, authorized by the Mark Bible.
መዝሙር 81 በቅንፍ 82 የአሳፍ መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር በአማልክት ማህበር ቆመ፣ በአማልክትም መካከል ይፈርዳል። እስከ መቼ ሐሰትን ትፈርዳላችሁ? እስከ መቼ ስለ ኃጢአተኞች ፊት ታደላላችሁ? ለድሆችና ለድሃ አደጎች ፍረዱ፣ ለችግረኛውና ለምስኪኑ ጽድቅ አድርጉ። ብቸኛውንና ችግረኛውን አድኑ፣ ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አስጥሏቸው። አያውቁም፣ አያስተውሉም፣ በጨለማ ውስጥ ይመላለሳሉ። የምድር መሠረቶች ሁሉ ተናወፉ፣ እኔ ግን አማልክት ናችሁ፣ ሁላችሁም የልዑል ልጆች ናችሁ። ነገር ግን እንደ ሰው ትሞታላችሁ፣ ካለቆችም እንደ አንዱ ትወድቃላችኋል። አቤቱ ተነስ፣ በምድር ላይ ፍረድ፣ አንተ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ተወርሳለህ።
Psalm 82.
Mizmor David, Mizmor Lasham.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishvot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations.
Again, a cappella with lots of dub wise. We'll go through verse by verse right
bring
here.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Yes.
Mazmur 81. Bekenif 82. Ya Asaf Mazmur. Egziabhir Bamalikt Mahaber Koma. Bamalikt Maka Kaliferda. Eskamete has satinit of her dalach. እስከ መቼ ስለ ኃጢአተኞች ፊት ታደላላችሁ? ለድሆችና ለድሃ አደጎች ፍረዱ። ለችግረኛውና ለምስኪኑ ጽድቅ አድርጉ። ብቸኛውንና ችግረኛውን አድኑ። ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አስጥሏቸው። አያውቁም፣ አያስተውሉም፣ በጨለማ ውስጥ ይመላለሳሉ። የምድር መሠረቶች ሁሉ ተናወጡ። እኔ ግን አማልክት ናችሁ ሁላችሁም የልዑል ልጆች ናችሁ። ነገር ግን እንደ ሰው ትሞታላችሁ፣ ካለቆችም እንደ አንዱ ትወድቃላችሁ አሉ። አቤቱ ተነስ፣ በምድር ላይ ፍረድ፣ አንተ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትወርሳለህና።
And so this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't do the work, in a sense of do the work.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the
Here, today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And he has the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek. Today's daily psalm. Mezmore Dawit, Samanya An, Bekinfwist, Samanya Hulet. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 82. Mezmor Samanya Hulet. Today's daily psalm. Also we have the Tuesday, the third day, the evening psalm, the standing psalm, psalm chanted in the temple of Jerusalem by the Levites on the third day. That's called in the Gregorian calendar Tuesday. So the Tuesday evening psalm, Psalm 82, and here today's daily psalm, Mezmor Samanya Hulet, Mezmor Samanya Hulet, and the theme, Egziavihir Kohulu Belaino, Egziavihir Sustainer, Kohulu, Hulu, all, Kohulu, from all, Belai, Belai, upon, above, Belainau, he's above all, the Sustainer is above all, is supreme, above all, is above all, Egziavihir Kohulu Belaino. Here, today's daily psalm. So here from the Mezmore Dawit, and here from the Metz of Kedus, and here in the parallel
the Parallel Bible here, the Psalms of David, a Parallel Bible version here containing in one volume both the 1611 AD, the English KJV, and the Ethiopian King of Kings, the 1961 Royal Amharic Text, originally published by Moa, Anbesa, Zem Negeri Yehuda, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, half prevail, Gurdamawi, Kadamawi, Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Haile Selassie I, Siyume Exiavia, the elect of Exiavia, the sustainer, God, Negusa Neges, Ze, Ethiopia. So here, the HIM Bible version and the KJV side by side, the HSV and the KJV side by side. Here in this volume, published in 2011, first edition, the Jubilee, Special Jubilee printing with introduction, annotation, and commentary by I, Ras Iadinos Tefari, by I, Ras Iadinos Tefari. So here, today's daily psalm, Mezmure Dawit, Psalm of David, Mezmure Dawit. There we have the Gutter's construction, Mezmure, Psalm of Dawit, Samanya And. So in the ancient numbering, Samanya An 81, the Kinfwist, in parenthesis here, aligning it with today's numbering, Samanya Hulet. So here, Mezmur, Samanya Hulet. Ya'asaf Mezmur, Ya'asaf of Asaf Mezmur, a psalm, a chant, praises, Isis of Asaf, Ya'asaf Mezmur. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after order of Melchizedek. Besama'ab, Wewelit, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in Jemralen. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one source. Kuter and. Egziavir, Baumalikt, Machber, Kome. Baumaliktim mekakel yifardal. Exiavihar, sustainer, standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. Exiavihar, baamalikt, amalikt, amalikt, the plural of amlak, source, in translation, God, amalikt, the gods. Exiavihar, baamalikt, amongst the gods. Amongst the Amalikt, amongst the worshipful beings, the gods, the Amalikt, Machibar, 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 congregation, Machibar, the assembly, Machibar, also may be translated as association or society. So the word Machibar from the Chabar, 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 we have Chabarim, associates, fellows, Machibar, congregation, Egziavihar, Be'amalikt Machibar, Kome, Kome, he stood, he stand, Egziavihar, Be'amalikt Machibar, Kome, the sustainer, stand in the congregation, the aggregation, the Machibar of the Amalikt, of the gods, Exiavir ba'amalikt machiver kome, ba'amaliktim mekakel yifardal, ba'amaliktim, and amongst the Amalikt, ba'amaliktim, and amongst the Amalikt, mekakel, amongst, in the midst of, the Amalikt, the gods. Here, Amalikt brings out the Hebrew sense of the Elohim, in the sense of HaTorah, in the sense of the Shoftim, in the sense of the Farajoch, or the judges. The judges of Yisrael are referred to as the Elohim. Here in the Royal Amharic, this corresponds with the Amalikt, Amalikt, the God. So here, Ba'amaliktim mekakel yifardal, and amongst the Amalikt, amongst the gods, yifardal, he judges. Exiavihar Baumalikt Machiver Kome Baumaliktim Mekakel Yifardal Kuter Hulet. Verse 2. Iskameche Hasetin Tifardalachu? Iskameche Lechat Yatenyo Chifit Tadalalachu? How long will you all judge unjustly? And
How long will you accept the persons of the wicked, the persons of the ratchet? Selah. Pause. Iska meche. Iska until meche. Until when? Iska meche. Haset. Haset. Lies. Lies. Hasetin. Tifardalachu. Y'all judge. How long will y'all judge lies? Or will your judgment be a lie? Iska meche. Hasetin. Tifardalachu. Iska meche, until meche, until when? Iska meche, lechat yatenyoch feet, chat yatenyoch, the sinners, the lackers, the missers of the mark, lechat yatenyoch feet, for the face of the sinners, or before the face of the sinners, tadelalachu, having partiality, how long? Will you all have partiality to the face of the sinners, the face of the uckers, the face of the lackers? This kameche lechat yatenyo tfit tadalachu. Iskameche hasetin tvarlachu. Iskameche lechat yatenyo tfit tadalachu. Uter source, verse 3. Le dehochna le deha degocha freddu. Defend the poor. The poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Le dehoch, dehoch, the poor and na and le for deha degoch. Deha adegoch. Bring out the sense of the fatherless. The deha degoch. Right, the ones who kind of grow up poor or the fatherless, led the hochna, led the hard, the goch, poor and fatherless, fereddu, judge y'all, to say defend, fereddu, judge y'all, led the hochna, led the hard, the goch, fereddu, led chigrenya winna, chigrenya, chigger, trouble. Problem, chigrenya, one who has problem, trouble, le chigrenya unna, le chigrenya, for the afflicted, here brought out in the KJV as the sense of the afflicted, the one who has problems, chigger, chigayelim, well here, chigger ale, le chigrenya unna, for the afflicted, and le miskinu, here bring out the sense of the needy, le miskinu, Tzedek, righteousness, tzedek, justice, tzedek, terdof, justice thou shalt pursue. Le chikrinyawina le miskinu, tzedek adrigu, tzedek, justice adrigu, do you all, here speaking to the Elohim or the Amalek in the Hebrew sense of the Farajot, the judges of Yisrael, as today's daily psalm right here, unjust judges, the theme also is unjust judges condemn. Kuter sos le dehochna le deha degoch freddu le chigrenyawunna le miskinu sidik adregu. Kuter arat, verse 4. Bichinyawina, chigrinyawina adnu. Lechat yatenyo chimidja asat eluachu. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the ratchet. Bichinyawina, one who's alone, right? Alone. Bichinyawina, here. We have in the translation says, deliver the poor and needy here, as the verse before. In the verse before, we had dehochna le deha degocha fereddu. Here we have bichinyawina, the one who is alone, and chigrinyawin, and the one who's in trouble, has problem, who's afflicted. Here the translator bring out the sense of needy, but corresponding to the second part, right, the second part of the previous verse where it reads, Le chigrinyawina le miskinu, tzedek adrigu. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. So here we have, bichinyawina chigrinyawin, the
a lonely, the one who's alone, and the one who is troubled. Adenu, Adenu, save, make dehna, dehna, make well, make safe. Bichinyawin na chigrinyawin Adenu. Kachat yatenyo chim ij, chat yatenyo, chat yatenya, the sinner, the ukka, the lacker, the misser of the mark. Kachat yatenyo chim, and from the sinner, the lacker, the miss of the mark, from the uckers, the sinners, kachat yatenyo chim, and from the sinners, the uckers, ij, ij, hand, asut iluacho, cause them to fall, in that sense, out of the sinners, the uckers' hands, in the sense of rid them out of the hand of the wicked. But the word here is out of the hand of the sinners, out of the hand of the uckers. Kachat yatenyo chim ich ast iluacho. Bichinyawin na tigrinyawin adenu. Kachat yatenyo chim ich ast iluacho. Kuter amis. Verse 5. Ayaukum. Ayas tolu, bechelma wista yimelal salu, yemidra mesarreto chulu tanawatu. They know not, ayaukum, neither will they understand. Ayas tolu, they walk on in darkness, bechelma wista yimelal salu. They go to and fro in disillumination and darkness, bechelma wist yimelal salu. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Yemidr mesaretoch hulu tanawatu. Ye midr of the earthly plane, the midr, mesaretoch. Mesaret, foundation, mesaret, mesaretoch, the foundations, ye of midr, of the land, of the earth. Ye midr, mesaretoch, hulu, hulu, all the foundations of the earth, of the land, tanawatu, they quake, to say that they're out of course. Ayaukum, ayaustulum, vechelma wista yimelal salu, yemizor mesaretoch hulu tenawetu. Kuter sedist, verse 6. Inegin, amalik nachu, hulachum, yelul lijoch nachu. I have said, ye y'all gods, and all of you, children of the Most High, N-A, gin, N-A, I, personal pronoun I, N-A, N-A, gin, but I, however I, on the other hand, I, N-A, gin, but I, N-A, gin, Amalikt, nachu, Amalikt, gods, worshipful ones, gods, nachu, 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 who? Nachu, all of y'all, Amalikt, all of y'all are Amalikt. Y'all are gods, the Hebrew sense of the Farajoch, are judges, are the Elohim, the Shofti. And again, Amalek Nachu. Hulachu whom? Hulachu. Hulachu hulu. All hulachu. All of y'all hulachu whom? And all of y'all hulachu whom? Ye l'ul. 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 L'ul here is Most High in the Royal Amharic. We have Le'ul, Le'ul, corresponding to the Hebrew Elyon, Elyon, Le'ul, Le'ul, Elyon, Hulachahum, and all of y'all, Ye Le'ul, of the Most High, of the Sovereign Prince, Ye Le'ul, Lijoch, Lijoch, children, Ye Le'ul, Lijoch, children of the Most High, children of the Le'ul, children of the Sovereign Prince of the Most High, Nachu, Nachu, all of y'all. Hulachu hum, yel'ul lejoch nachu. Inegin, amalik nachu. Hulachu hum, yel'ul lejoch nachu. Kuter sebat, verse 7. Negergin, indeso timotalachu. Kalik ochimindandua te wedikalachu alo. But ye, y'all, you all, shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Neger gin, neger mata gin, however, on the other hand, but neger gin, but in the so, in the like as sau, as man, as a human being, like a man, like a human being, in the sau, te motalachu, all of y'all will be deaded on, will die like a man. Neger gin, in the sau, te motalachu. Ka alek ochim, and from the alek och, the chiefs, you say the chiefs, the leaders, the chiefs, the rulers, the leaders, the alek och, ka alek ochim, and from the alek ochim, in the like andu, like one from amongst the chiefs, the leaders, ka alek ochim, in the andu, Te wed kalachu, y'all will fall, you all will fall. Te wed kalachu, you all will fail. Secondary sense of falling, you all will fail like a test, you all will fail a test. Kalik ochim indandu, te wed kalachu, alu, alihu, alu, I have said, negergin in the soul to motalachu. Kalik ochim in the andu to wed kalachu. Alu. Kuter cement, verse 8. Avetu, tenes, bemidrlai furd. Ante ahzabin hulu te wersalehinna. Arise, O God. Judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Abetu. Ab, father, bait, house, father, the house, or father, the house. Abetu. Tenes, arise, get up. Arise, get up. Tenes, get up. Arise, abetu. Tenes. Bemidrlai furd. Be midr, upon the land, upon the earth, upon the midr, lie above, upon the earth, fred, ferid, ferid, ferd, ferd, judge upon the earthly plane, be midr, lie, ferd, ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, ante, the I male, and none other, ante, ahzab, Ahzabin hulu, Ahzab, the peoples, Ahzab from the gutters, Ahzab, peoples corresponding to Gentiles or nations, nationalities, also could be said in the later Amharic as Hizboch, but here from the gutters construct, Ante, Ahzab, Ahzabin hulu, all the peoples, the I, all the peoples, Tiwarsalehinna, for you will inherit warese, warash, alga warash. Ante ahzabin hulu, tiwarsalehinna, for thou shalt inherit all peoples, all nations. Abetu, tenes, bemizrlai furd. Ante ahzabin hulu te warsalehna.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
መዝሙር 81 በቅንፍ 82 የአሳፍ መዝሙር እግዚአብሔር በአማልክት ማህበር ቆመ፣ በአማልክትም መካከል ይፈርዳል። እስከ መቼ ሐሰትን ትፈርዳላችሁ? እስከ መቼ ስለ ኃጢአተኞች ፊት ታደላላችሁ? ለድሆችና ለድሃ አደጎች ፍረዱ፣ ለችግረኛውና ለምስኪኑ ጽድቅ አድርጉ። ብቸኛውንና ችግረኛውን አድኑ፣ ከኃጢአተኞችም እጅ አስጥሏቸው። አያውቁም፣ አያስተውሉም፣ በጨለማ ውስጥ ይመላለሳሉ። የምድር መሠረቶች ሁሉ ተናወጡ። እኔ ግን አማልክት ናችሁ፣ ሁላችሁም የልዑል ልጆች ናችሁ። ነገር ግን እንደ ሰው ትሞታላችሁ፣ ካለቆችም እንደ አንዱ ትወድቃላችሁ አሉ። አቤቱ ተነስ፣ በምድር ላይ ፍረድ፣ አንተ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትወርሳለህና።
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people.
My evil, my evil, my evil, my evil, my evil, boy, everything takes time.
מזמור בבית, מזמור לאסף. אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. עד מתי תשפטו עוול, ופני רשעים תישאו סלע? שפטו דל ויתום, עני ורש הצדיקו. פלטו דל ואביון, מיד רשעים הצילו. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
מזמור פבט, מזמור לאסף.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
these words,
words,
opening words, first verse, Aleph verse of Mizmor Fe Beit of the 82nd Psalm, the 82nd Psalm, these words are to be considered in the light of Moses' charge to the judges. So here we have Mizmor Fe Beit, Mizmor Pe Beit, Mizmor Fe Beit, Psalm 82. Psalm LXXXII. Sometimes it's a daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, but usually Psalm 82 is the evening psalm for the third day of the Shabuah, what is often called and known as Tuesday, the third day of the seventh. We have the evening psalm, Psalm 82, Mizmor Fe Beit, Mizmor Pe Beit, a psalm of Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He is a judge among judges, among Elohim. Mizmor le'asaf. Elohim nitzav ba'edat el. Bikareba Elohim ishpot. A psalm of Asaf. Mizmor le'asaf. Asaf the gatherer. Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation. Isis. Mizmor le'asaf. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Elohim nitzav ba'edat el. God standeth in the congregation of God. Elohim nitzav ba'edat el. Elohim standeth in the congregation of el. Ba'edat el. These words, opening words, first verse, Aleph verse of Mizmor Fe Beit of the 82nd Psalm, 82nd Psalm, these words are to be considered in the light of Moses' charge to the judges, HaShoftim, to the judges in Yisrael, in Israel, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, that reads, Ye, y'all, shall not respect persons in judgment, for the judgment is God's. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, Ye, y'all, shall not respect persons in judgment. Lo tabiru panim bamishpat. Y'all shall not respect persons in judgment. Lo tabiru panim bamishpat. Lo tabiru fanim bamishpat. For the judgment is God's. Ki hamishpat le'lohim hu. For the judgment is Elohim's. Ki hamishpat le'lohim hu. And when Jehoshaphat set up judges in the land, Shoftim, judges in the land, he also said to them, consider what you do, for ye judge, for your judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in judgment. 2 Chronicles chapter 19, verse 6. Wayomer il ha-shoftim, ra'u ma atem osim ki lo le'adama tishpetu. Ki la Yahuwah ve'imakem bi'edavar mishpat. And said to the judges, Wayomer il ha-shoftim, take heed what you do. Take heed what ye y'all do. Re'u, ma atem. Osim. Pay careful attention to your duties. Take heed what you do. For ye judge not for man. Lo le Adam tishapetu. Judge not for man. Ki lo le Adam tishapetu. You judge not for Adam. You judge not for man. But for Jehovah, who is with you in the judgment. Ki la Yahuwah le'imakem bi'edavar mishpat. But for Jehovah, who is with you. Ki la Yahuwah we'imakem. And he is with you all. We'imakem bi'edavar. In the word, in the matter, in the word. Bi'edavar mishpat. In the word of judgment. In the matter of judgment. Vayomer el hashoftim reu ma atem osim ki lo le adam tishpetu ki la yahua we imakem bi devar mishpat. The judgment is God's. Deuteronomy 1:17. Ki hamishpat le Elohim hu means that the judges hashoftim should never say, quote, "We sit alone in judgment," end quote. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says to HaShoftim, says to the judges, "For ye, y'all, know ye that I sit among you, as is said, according to Yeshayahu, Isaiah 61 and 18, for I, the Lord, love judgment. Ki ani Yahuwah oheb mishpat, for I, He who be, love judgment. Ki ani Yahuwah oheb mishpat. If you push aside the right judgment, you push me aside. You push I aside. For I said, even the words of Malachi 3 and 5, and I will come near to you in judgment, and I will be a swift witness against you. Those that defraud the hireling in his wages, the widow, and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, and reverence and respect not I. Ve'arabtiya lekem lamishpata, ve'chayiti aida memahira, ba'me'a kashfim, u'ba'me'a na'fim, u'ba'nisha ba'im la'shaker. Ua be ishikeya sakara sakira, almana wiyatoma, ua mate gir, wi lo ye reuni, amar Yahuwah Tzibaot. And I will come near to you in judgment, wik arabti elekema la mishpat, and I will be a swift witness, with chayiti aida mimahir, against the sorcerers and against the adulterers, ba me kashfim u ba me nafim, and against false swearers, u ba nisha ba'ima lashakar, and against those that downpress the hireling in his wages. Ua be ishkeya sakira sakar sakir. Ua be ishkeya sakar sakir. And against those that downpress the hireling in his wages. Ua be ishkeya sakar sakir. The widow and the fatherless. Almana wiyatom. And that turn aside the stranger from his right. Ua mate gir. And fear not me, and respect, reverence not I. Wilo yereuni, saith Jehovah of hosts, Amar Yahuwah Tzibaot. Hence, here, the verse, He is a judge among Elohim. He is a judge amongst Elohim. Be'areb Elohim. Yish pot, in the midst of the judges he judges. Be kareb Elohim yish pot. This is to be read, He is a judge among judges. Be kareb Elohim yish pot. What can Elohim signify except judges? What can Elohim here signify except judges? Shoftim, as in the verse from Shemot, from Exodus, Exodus 22 and 8, where it reads, "The cause of both shall come before the judges, Elohim. Yomar kihu ze ad, whereof one saith, this is it. Yomar kihu ze ad. The cause of both parties shall come before God. He whom God shall condemn shall pay double to his neighbor.
Ha Elohima Yaboa Debara Shenehem Asher Yare Shiun Elohima Yishalem Shenaim Le Reehu. The cause of both parties shall come before Elohim. Ha Elohima Yaboa Debara Shenehem. He whom Elohim shall condemn shall pay double to his neighbor. Asher Yarashuna Elohima Yishalem Shenaim Le Reehu.
How long will you judge unjustly? Hear. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 82, the Tuesday, third day evening psalm. Here, the bait verse, the second verse, the A part. Ad matai tishpetu avel? Ad matai tishpetu avel? Ad matai tishpetu avel? How long will ye judge avel, avel, evil, avel, avel, unjustly? For you respect harasha, the ratchet. As the verse, the end of the verse says, ye always respect persons of the wicked. And respect the persons of the wicked, ye always respect the persons of the wicked. Ufneya rishaim tisu selah. Pause. Do you really want to give right judgment? Then, according to the words here in today's daily psalm, the third verse, defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Shifatu dala wi'yatom onni warasha hatzadiku. Judge the poor and fatherless. Shifatu dala wi'yatom. The poor, the dal, and the fatherless, wi'yatom. Shiftu dala wi'yatom. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Onni warash hatzadiku. Hatzadiku. Do tzedek, do tzedaka, hatzadiku. Onni warasha hatzadiku. Here, scripture does not say, have mercy on the afflicted and needy. Here, the scripture does not say, have mercy on the afflicted and needy, but do justice, hatzadiku, do justice to the afflicted and needy, onni warasha hatzadiku, that is, make just your judgments of him. Say not, because the poor man is fatherless or afflicted, let what belongs to the rich man be given him, for it is written even in the 24th Psalm, Psalm 24 and 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. La Yahua ha'aretz u'a meloah tevela v'yoshbe baha. The earth is Jehovah's. La Yahua ha'aretz, and the fullness thereof, u'a meloah, and all her fullness, u'a meloah tevela v'yoshbe baha. The world, the tevel, the tevel, the inhabitable portions of the world, the tevel v'yoshbe baha, and they that dwell therein, and they who dwell in her, with Yoshbei Baha. So does he him? And therefore, in giving judgment, if you unjustly take anything away from a rich man, and give it to a poor man, you rob me, for you give the poor man what belongs to me, what belongs to I. All the earth is mine. And I meant the rich man to have his riches, yet you would take away what is his. They know not, neither do they understand. Hear, the fifth verse of today's daily psalm. They know not, neither do they understand. Lo yada'u ve'lo yavinu. They know not, lo yada'u, lo yada'u. Neither do they understand. Lo yavinu. Lo yavinu. Lo yavinu. Because men know not how to make precise judgments, the world is shaken. For the verse ends by saying, they go about in darkness, all the foundations of the earth are shaken. All the foundations of the earth are moved. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Bach sheka yita halaku. Yiyamotua kola mosede aret. They go about in darkness. Bacheshika yita halaku. They trot about yita halaku. They go about bacheshika in darkness. Bacheshika yita halaku. Yimotu are shaken, are out of course. Yimotu kola mosede aret. All the foundations call mosede aret. Of the earth, of the earthly plane. Though I said, ye y'all are godlike beings, ye y'all are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. Though I said, ani amarti, Elohim atem, all of you are gods, ye y'all are gods, y'all are godlike beings, Elohim atem. And all of you are sons of the Most High. Uvene Elyon kulkem. And all of y'all are sons of Elyon. Uvene Elyon kulkem. Yet, the one and only precept I gave Adam, he did not abide by. So, I drove him out of the Gan Ba'eden, the Ganeta Eden, the Garden of Delights, the Garden of Eden, of Eden. And I imposed a decree of Mot, of Mavet, of death upon him, as is said in the next verse. Nevertheless, ye y'all shall die like Adam, and fall like one of the princes. And here, in the Zion, the seventh verse. Akein ke Adam te mutun. Uwaka achada ha sari tifolu. Nevertheless, ye y'all shall die like Adam. Achen, akena ke Adama te mutun. Nevertheless, y'all shall die like Adam. Achen ke Adam te mutun. And fall like one of the princes. Uwaka achada ha sarima. Tipolu. Uwaka achada hasarima. Tipolu. And fall like one of the princes. Here, sarim. Hasarim. The princes. Hasarim. The princes refers to the heavenly princes of whom it is said, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 24 and 21, where it reads, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high. Wehaya bayom hahu yifkod Yehovah ala tzeva hamaroma bamaroma we ala malkei haidama ala haidama. And it shall come to pass in that day Jehovah shall punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth. And it shall come to pass with Haya Bayom Hahu in that day, Bayom Hahu, and it shall be with Haya Bayom Hahu in that day that Jehovah shall punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high. Yifkod Yahuwah ala tzeva hamarom bamarom. And the kings of the earth with ala malke ha'edam upon the earth. Al ha'edam. With haya bayom hahua yifkod Yahuwah. Ala tseva hamarom bamarom wa ala malkeya ha edama al ha edama. Arise, O God, judge the earth. Uma Elohim shafta haaret. Arise, O Elohim. Uma Elohim. Uma Elohim. Arise, O Elohim. Uma Elohim shafta haaret. Judge her, judge the earth, judge the earthly plane. Remove these mortal judges, grudges, and thou, the I alone, be king. Melech, and judge Shofet. As is said, even in the ninth psalm, the eighth verse, the Lord shall be enthroned forever. He hath established his throne for judgment. Vayehowa le'olam ha'yeshev konena la'mishpata kiso. But Jehovah, he who be, is enthroned forever. Vayehowa le'olam ha'yeshev. He hath established his throne, konen la mishpata kiso, for judgment. Establish for judgment his throne, konen la mishpata kiso, 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 kiso. Vayehowa le'olam ha'yeshev, konen la mishpata kiso, 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 kiso.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Love not the world, nor the things of the world. And the love of the Father is not in the eye. And the eye is not a good disciple. You know, right there. Love not the world, nor the things in the world. The Master, Rabbeinu Yeshua, said, I pray not for the world, but for I and I. You know, for I and I people. So, question here, do we, black people, or more better, we, black Israel, do we have the right to defend ourselves? Of course, the answer should be yes. So, we need to express that right there. But here, with this Torah reading and feeding, here in the season, also here on the Tuesday podcast, we have the evening psalm. And the evening psalm, we're going to segue right here, because we're going to share this audio here about good, what it was called, the audio is called Good Versus Evil, and speaking about the black gun rights, you know what I'm saying? Black gun rights, the right to, let's say the sword, right? The sword. The sword has a twofold significance, of course, in the scripture. Right? We have the sword, which is the actual sword. And then we have the word of Jehovah. That's the sword of Jehovah. Kol Yisrael Aravim Ze Bazeh. All Yisrael is responsible, one for another, right? Iron sharpen iron, you know, each one teach one, yes? So here, let's touch on the evening psalm here for this third day, that's known as Tuesday, among the Gentiles, because the theme, Kabarim, corrupt judges, right, are arraigned, corrupt judges. This psalm speaks about corrupt judges when it says, I've said all of you, right, are gods, are Elohim. It's administration of justice, right? Firstly, at home amongst I and I selves, and then with all other peoples, all other nations, because of that covenant, that responsibility. To whom more is given, more is required. Here. Psalm 82, the evening psalm here.
Psalm 82. Mizmor Bevet, Mizmor Le'asavor, 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 Le'asavor,
Le'asavor. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat hel.
He judgeth among the gods.
Bekerem Elohim yishkol.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all
nations.
So here in the resurrection, rise, rise and shine, yes, I,
Let's manifest your glory. So here, the evening psalm, Psalm 82, as the Habarim and the Talmudim disciples should be familiar with the true context of the psalm, as well as the true context of the Hebrew word Elohim that is utilized in the psalm to refer to the God and to the gods, the God and the gods. Now, that all has to do with the proper dividing or explaining of the word Torah and scriptures, right, concerning the judges. Psalm 82, Mizmor Pei Beit, Psalm LXXXII, the theme is corrupt judges. So there's a lot of different, as we mentioned often when we touch on the psalm, something Elohim is talking about, angels or the tutelary gods of the heathen people, or, you know, some kind of idea of a divine council or something like that. But the true Hebraic, the true Hebrew, according to the scripture, the true context of the scripture, right, the Elohim is referring to the judges, the Shoftim of Yisrael. Right? It's speaking to, firstly, foremostly, to Israel. This does not apply to any other nation unless that nation, in some wise, is in the same covenant perspective, the covenant of Yisrael. This is why we point out the Amos 9 and 7, are you not as the children of Ethiopia and me, or children of Yisrael? Right? So here, the Elohim are the judges. Exodus, just for the disciples and ones to follow up on, Exodus chapter 21 and 6, Exodus chapter 22 and 7, verse 8 and verse 27, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. The Elohim and the Shoftim, the judges of Yisrael connection. Right? The word occurs, the word Elohim, it occurs in a judicial connection. In fact, there's a twofold Hebrew use of the term Elohim. First and foremostly, it is the title of Yahweh, of He Who Be, We Be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. It's the title, the creator, of the creator, right? As well as the judge, the supreme judge. So in the creator sense, in the Hebrew scriptures, in the beginning, the creation, Elohim, the powers, right? The powers in the singularity of He Who Be, Who He Be, right? And also the judicial connection. As we read the Torah, as we study the Torah, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6, once again, Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, 8, and 27. And the important thing is, right, to get beyond just the web page of the scripture, and to get to the source code. The source code is getting to the Hebrew, so getting to the source code, right, as we teach, getting to the source code, that's getting to the Hebrew. And getting to the Hebrew and the source code, that's when we can see the true connection. As long as ones and ones are dabbling just with the KJV and their own ideas and ideology, of course, people can translate it any way they want to translate it, but it's not applicable to the true context, right, to the true context. So firstly, foremost, in today's, the evening psalm, Psalm 82, the term Elohim refers to supreme judge. So the term Elohim, in the creator sense, the powers of creation, right, the power of powers, the nature of natures, Elohim, the creator sense, as in the beginning, and also the supreme judge sense. So in today's, the evening psalm, Psalm 82, it calls for the administrators of justice in Yisrael, known as the judges or the Shoftim, to account for failing to discharge their office equitably. So the judges are called the Elohim. Studying the scripture, the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Shemot, the names, the Sefer Shemot, Yetziata Mitzrayi, the Exodus from Egypt, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. Exodus chapter 22, verses 7, 8, and verse 27. So it's the English. You look at the English, but pay attention to studying the Hebrew. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. The word Elohim occurring in its judicial connection. And based on the principle from HaTorah, the scriptures, that we find in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Devarim, the words or the repetition of the law, right, known as Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, where it says, the judgment is Elohim. Therefore, the men of Yisrael, the judges, the Shoftim, who administer justice, they are considered to be his agents, his representatives. Therefore, they are to exercise a Elohim function. They exercise on this earthly plane the Elohim function, and therefore, as such, have his name as well as his title, his name, Yahweh, Jehovah, as well as his title, HaElohim, the Elohim, attached to them. This is the context of the evening psalm, right, the standing psalm for the third day. So when we go through the regular psalms, the evening psalms, along with the daily psalms, they change, right, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. But the evening psalms are standing psalms. So in going over these psalms, you know, from Shavuot to Shavuot, the thought comes out, well, why did the sages and the elders choose these particular psalms? Why did they choose these psalms? Are they supposed to teach us something? Are they supposed to remind us of something? And what this psalm reminds us is of justice and judgment. Right, as we mentioned, there's the phrase called Yisrael, Aravim, Zebazeh, all Yisrael, all of Israel. Aravim, Zebazeh, is responsible one for another. It's like in the beginning we hear of Cain, after he had murdered,
mastermind murderer after he murdered his brother. When he's confronted by the judge of judges, one of the first things he says, am I my brother's keeper? Is he his brother's keeper? Thus, the principle for I and I in the covenant is that all of I and I is responsible one for another. Love your brother and your sister as you love yourself. But there, even there, in that word that comes from HaTorah, even in that command, that positive command, you shall love, do love, even there is the solution of why there's not more love or there's a lack of love. If someone says, well, love so-and-so like you love yourself, and that person who you're saying to love another person as they love themselves, suppose they don't love themselves. And therefore, because they don't love themselves, they cannot really express love for another. In other words, if somebody asks me, hey, can you lend me $1 million? I might want to. I would like to. If I had it, I might say, yeah, I would lend them that. But could I really lend them $1 million if I only have maybe $10,000? You see what I'm saying? If they ask for something maybe less than $10,000, which I have, I can. But if they ask me for more than I have, how can I give them more than I have? This is why it says that charity, that love begins at home, right, and spread abroad. It seems like many of us as lost found are more concerned about the world, what happens in the world, right, than we are about what really happens amongst I and I, especially over here in the diaspora, right? So all of Yisrael, all of the Beta Israel, I and I, is responsible one for another. Call Beta Yisrael, Arabim Ze Ba Ze. Now, here, the evening song, we can go through it a little bit more, but, you know, need we? Yeah, let's just go through a little bit of this right here, because this is still a point when people read, they say, oh, the Bible said we're gods, well, all of us are gods, and they're going after strange other gods, Elohim Acharim, of other nations and other peoples and so forth and so on. That has nothing to do with what the psalm is saying. The psalm is strictly speaking to those who have been called out, even from the other nations, and have come into a covenant, right, with Yahweh. Hey, we're speaking about the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel. We're speaking about I and I. So Elohim, in Psalm 82, he indicts those who carry his title as Elohim, speaking of the Shoftim, the judges of Yisrael. Respect persons. What does it say? What does the psalm say? Elohim stands in the congregation of El. He judges, right? He judges among the gods, or from the Hebrew perspective, understanding the precepts, he judges, right? In the midst of the judges, he judges. Now, literally, directly in the Hebrew, Bikareb Elohim Yishpot, right? Bikareb in the midst, Elohim. In the midst of Elohim, right, Yishpot. Now, how in the midst of Elohim he judges? Here it's using in the secondary sense, right? In the secondary sense, right? He is judging those judges, right? He is judging those judges. Why is he judging those judges? For failing to administer, right? From that failure to administer their duty, right? To failure. So really it's us looking at the blame is on us, firstly and foremostly. Instead of trying to make blame the Gentiles, blame Whitey, blame this one, we first need to take responsibility. The psalm here doesn't speak to the other nations. It's speaking to us, saying, how long will we judge unjustly amongst ourselves and respect the persons of the wicked, the ratchet, amongst ourselves? Jah's indictment of I and I partiality and his indictment of partiality, that's an I and I because it's speaking to us, right? And remember what we said, call Beta Yisrael. Right, Arabim, Zebazet, all of the house of Yisrael is responsible one for another. Right, so if we are the Beta Israel over here in the west, we are responsible for those in the south, in the east, and in the north. We are all responsible one for another. So this word is for all of us. How long will we judge unjustly? How long will we respect the person of wicked? See, when we read the psalm in the ye, we tend to think ye is talking to somebody else, and the ye is talking to we. We have to take it, even if we are not those who are judging unjustly, even if we are not those respecting the person of the wicked, we have to recognize the context here. Respect the persons. What does this mean? Contravening and countermanding the basic command. The countermanding. You know what a counterman is? If the commander, if the captain, if the supreme commander says go forth, and you say, no, I'm going to tell the soldiers to go back. That's a counterman. You go against the command. If there's a basic rule and you go against that basic rule, you're contravening. Basically, you're perverting. According to the language of the scripture, you're perverting the course of justice. And that is a chet. That's a sin. That's a ukri. That's fukri. So they're respecting persons. Literally in the Hebrew, it's like respecting the face of people, respecting their face, you know, respecting their presence. They contravene the basic rule. What's the basic rule? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15. And here we had the second to last Torah reading and feeding in the third book of Moshe, the heart of HaTorah, Jah's direction, instruction. We're in the book of Leviticus, the Sefer Wayikra, the book, the cipher, and he called, because many are called, few choose. Right? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 15, it says, thou shalt not respect the person of the poor. Not to favor the poor, because we say, you know how the rich are? Like to make like all the poor are righteous because they have to be poor, and therefore all those who have wealth or whatnot or can be considered rich or whatever are rich because they are evildoers. See that right there is contravening basic justice. So when you go march against the heathen, against the Babylonians, saying no justice, no peace, well, you're saying that you are not just and you're not about your peace. But he says to I and I and we, for justice and for peace, thou shalt not respect, have a partiality to the face, to people's faces, to the person, the face of the poor, nor favor, right, undo favoritism, which is also partiality to the person, the face of the mighty, because they're standing in position, right? So not to favor one or the other. This is the double-edged sword, right, that the scripture talks about. So in judgment, right, both the poor and the mighty and the rich are equal before the eyes of Jehovah and before the eyes of his law. And therefore the Shoftim, the judges, the Elohim, those who have his name, right, his name, even the new name, precious name, should recognize, as Rastaman, the elders used to say, right, you know, non-partial, right? It's like non-partial, right? Non-partial, whether black or white, whether rich or poor. But in this context, whether rich or poor, not to respect the poor because they're poor, and you say, well, I'm poor too, so it must be because, see, that's perversion. That's perversion. That's being a pervert in the real sense of Jah law, right? Because, you know, we say pervert, people think of sexual stuff, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. Well, yeah, it applies there, but firstly and foremostly, right, those verses that talk about the sexual things that John says don't do are fairly minor in comparison to the other areas of people activity, the basic areas. Most of the Torah is also speaking about how we are to be righteous in our financial and economic basic dealings with one another. Right? People always like to spiritualize it, spookize it, you know, make it some so-called pseudo-spiritual or religious kind of a thing instead of looking at its basic, the basic application. They're looking for something strange and extraordinary, right, when they're not looking at the practical applications. Not to respect, show favoritism to a poor person because they're poor, and not to favor a rich person or a person of standing or a mighty person because they are mighty. When it comes down to justice, right, and Jah law, they are both equal before the law. We are supposed to hear the case without partiality. But in righteousness, the word in Leviticus 19:15 goes on, in righteousness, let me say in Jah's righteousness, because see what happens, people introduce self and then become self-righteousness. It doesn't say, but in self-righteousness shalt thou judge your neighbor. That's how it's fallen to. That's why Israel's fallen. That's why the end of the psalm says what it says right here. Nevertheless, you all shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. The good news is the final verse. Arise, O Elohim, judge the earth. Let us rise to the responsibility of our calling. For thou shalt possess all nations, because the whole peace and stability of all nations, all other nations, it depends upon I and I and I and I. And once lost, now found, even here in the diaspora, even in this Western Gentile region. Now the scales of justice must be held evenly, without bias in favor of the poor, from a feeling, right? From a feeling. That's what it says, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. It does not say, like many people malpractice it, in self-righteousness. No, in righteousness. So the scales of justice must be held evenly without bias in favor of the poor, from a feeling that the verdict against the richer party to the suit would not inconvenience him, and certainly without partiality to the man of influence, the man of might. Because the man of might, you know, it doesn't mean he has had more money, but he has a standing. He may have an extraordinary or honorable forefather or ancestor that did wonderful things, but he may be as ratchet can be, right? Therefore, without partiality, he must be judged, right? And certainly without a partiality to the man of influence from a fear, right? So partiality often to the man of wealth or influence or prominence or position in society or community is from false evidence appearing real, phobias, right, and mental disorders, right, false evidence appearing real of the consequences to the judge, right, and to the judges, right, or as a result, worse even yet, as a result of bribery, you know. And then as you can read the psalm for yourself, even in the basic translation, with the true context that when it's speaking about the Elohim, it's speaking about the judges of Yisrael. It's speaking about Israel overall, I and I, but it's speaking about the judges. So it's speaking about both the domestic situations amongst I and I, right, and how we conduct, you know, us. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, as a little Rhema tune here, you hear we play this tune elsewhere. We play this one again right here because it really brings out the right now sense, right, within a chant, rise of the chant, roots, reggae music, the king's music, Rosh Shiloh, rights of the poor. I come to the temple of the Lord.
Shalom, shalom, chaverim, Judge Justly, yes, sir.